V'haimet. So then Tivot Shalom says, and truthfully, Shaderech Hanchona, that the correct path, V'hi Ashlimut HaRuya B'Avodat Hashem, and that is the wholeness that is really fitting when it comes to the service of Hashem, Kasher Yehudi Machzik B'Bet HaMidot Yechdav, when a Jew could hold on to both traits together. Mechad, on the one side, Yesh Bo Anava Amitit, he has true modesty. Sheyodea ki hu ayin ve'efes. He knows that really he's nothing. What am I? V'yachad im ze, but together with that, machazik betkifut, he holds on strongly. Bechinat vayigbali bo b'dachei Hashem, using the concept that in the ways of Hashem he was proud. Ad keinenu gadol b'bayit hazeh mimeni, till he reaches the point where he says, you know what? There's no one greater than me around here. Shebet midot eilu keechad, that when you could balance both these traits, to really be modest, yet on the other hand, be really strong and say, there's no one here that's done better than me. They are really the wholeness that is fitting in the service of Hashem. The omnam, but, lechora, at first glance, tkifut v'anava satraya adadi, being so strong and being modest seem to be contradictory to one another. Ach, but, ba'avodat Hashem, when it comes to the service of Hashem, einam setira, they are not contradictory. Kmo midot ahava v'yira, just like the traits of loving and being in awe and fear. Shebagashmiut, that when it comes to the physical world, hem sutrim ze laze, they are contradictory. Shebimkom ahava, where you have real love, lo titachen yira, you can't have real fear. Uvimkom yira, and where you have real fear, lo titachen ahava, you can't have real love. Aval beruchniut, but when it comes to spirituality, anochi velo yelecha bedibur echad nemhu, the same commandment that says, I am Hashem, you are God, we are connected, is the same commandment, the same God, in the same breath said, thou shalt not have, you cannot have anyone else but me. Meaning on the one hand, we're together, we're connected, there's ava, on the other hand, lo yelecha, there's yira. They both allude to these two concepts of love and fear, as is known. Shebavodat Hashem, when it comes to the service of Hashem, ahava v'yira ba'im keechad, love and fear come together, v'yifshar le'echad b'li hasheni. You can't have one without the other. V'habeyul bazeh, the clarification of this concept is that the bagashmiut, when it comes to the physical, הרי לכל דבר יש מטרה בפני עצמה. Everything has its own goal. Everything has its own end point. וכשהמטרה אהבה, and when the goal, the end point is love, הרי זה סותר למטרת העירה. Then it's contradictory to the end point being fear. אבל ברוחניות, but when it comes to spirituality, מטרה אחת לכל, everything has one purpose, להתקרב להשם יתברך, to come closer to Hashem, blessed be He. והאהבה והיראה, and both love and fear, אינם אלא אמצעים למטרה. They are none other than tools. They are אמצעים. They are stepping stones. They are connectors. They bring you to that goal. V'drachim li'itkarev al yadam na'Hashem itbarach. There are ways to, through them to come close to Hashem, blessed be. Sorry. V'amatara hamshutefet, and that common goal, me'achedet b'nehem, really, that unifies them, ad shelo rak she'inam sotrim, till it reaches the point that they not only don't contradict one another, אלא יחדיו הם מהווים שלמות, but together you can attain wholeness. They complement one another. וכמו כן הענווה והתקיפות, so too when it comes to modesty and being so strong. בעבודת השם אינם סתירה. In the service of Hashem they do not contradict one another. ואדרבה, on the contrary, מסיים הם ההדדי. They support one another. וכדאית בדברי שמואל, and like the דברי שמואל explains on the verse עם לבן גרתי, שכאשר יהודי מבטל לגמרי את ישותו, that when a Jew completely disqualifies himself, he says, you know what, my existence isn't what's important. I'm here as a servant. I'm here to serve. Then the other side can't take hold of him. So then he could be much stronger against the seductions of one's desire. The second I feel like there's a me here, it's me. What I'm doing is, to an extent, a person puts himself under the control of the other side. Once I'm one of theirs, I cannot be as strong against them. The second I allow that gava to enter a little bit, wait a second, it's me you're talking about. So then, if it stems from gava, so then really I've already entered the other side, and then I can't be as strong against them. But when a Jew says, my point here is to be completely subservient to God, then the other side can't take hold of him. Turns out that the fact that he says, I'm not a relevant party here, I'm here in service of God, so then the fact that he says, I'm not a relevant party, can now give him so much more strength to stand up strongly. Like the famous story about the holy Rebbe from Avrich, the one who composed the Batayin. Shebe'et arash b'tzfat b'shnat taktzu, that when there was an earthquake in Tzfat in the year Tavkuf Tzadivav, tziva lekolelu shayu imo shishtatru al haaretz. He commanded everyone who was with him to flatten themselves on the ground. Bekachatzru, that's what they did. Venitzru kulam, and everyone was saved. Ba'achakach hezbir, and then he saw she'ra'a, that what he saw was ki avanim enam naflot kedarkan milemala lemata ela mitofefot larochav. He saw that the stones weren't falling the way stones normally fall from up down, but rather they were flying across the space. Vehevin she'enze davar tivi el aliyad asitra achav badavar, and he recognized that this wasn't natural, but the other side was involved in this. Vekasher asitra achav mishtolelet, and when the other side goes wild, there's no advice, but to put himself completely subservient to Hashem. Then the sitracha can't touch a Jew. That's why he told them, flatten yourself on the ground, and that's how they were saved. That's why he sends word to Esav. He says, I've been living with Lavan. In this, really, he was encompassing the two explanations. Sheyesh bi itkoach hanava, I have the power of modesty. Shelo naseti sal v'chashuv, I haven't become important. Elager, I'm a simple person. I was a sojourner. V'chavan sheyesh bi hanava, and once I'm so modest, en kochot asit racha yechulim nishlot bi, then the other side can't take hold of me. V'gam tkifut yesh bi, but you should know I also have the strength. Im lavan galti v'taryag mitzvot shamalti. Now that I've said I'm nothing, now I have a right to say I'm something. I've been living with Lavan. I'm not worth anything. I'm no important person. I was the sojourner. I was the stranger in town. But you know what? I kept all Taryag Mitzvos. We said the two explanations of Rashi seem to be contradictory. Now then Tivot Shalom says they're not contradictory. They're complementary. When a person says, I'm nothing, I have no pride, what am I? I'm a sojourner. I'm a guest here. I'm on God's territory. Then, when he's facing Lavan, when he's facing Esav, he could stand up and say, wait a second, but I do keep mitzvot, you can't trample all over me. Sheyesh bitkifut tekdusha, I have the strength of holiness. Asher inenu gadol babayit hazeh mimeni, there's none greater than me here. Venimtza she'en stira ben bet haperushim, turns out there's no contradiction between these two explanations. Ela hem mashlimim zeh lazeh, but rather they complete one another, they are complementary. Sheshlemut avodat Hashem, that the completeness in the service of Hashem he, kasher yesh layudim et bet hakochot anava betkifut tekdusha. That is when a Jew has these two strengths, the modesty and the strength of holiness. And according to this, we can explain that which it says that Yaakov Avinu divided the camp, the nation that was with him, to two camps. It doesn't mean he put them, these were on this side, those were on the other side. אלא שכל אחד לעצמו יהיו בו שני מחנות. But he instructed them, each of you within yourself has to set up two camps. היינו בית הדרכים מהכוחות להילחם נגד עשיו. Meaning the two ways, the two strengths to fight Esav, each of you has to set up within yourself these two camps. כוח הענווה להינצל מגאווה. The strength of modesty to save yourself from pride. כדי שלא יוכל היצר הרע לקחת ממנו את תורתו ועבודתו. So that the Yetzer Hara cannot take from an individual his Torah and his service by bringing it down through sticking in pride, sticking in illegitimate desires and a person's own gains into his service. And the strength of having extra strength, extra might to stand up and say, I will turn from that which is bad. כנגד פיתויי התאוות של היצר הרע. That stands up against the seduction of desire that the Yetzer Hara puts up against us. והיה, Yaakov tells them it will be. אם יבוא עשיו אל המחנה אחת ויקהו, if Esav comes to the first camp and hits it, והיה המחנה הנשאר לפליטה, so the remaining camp, that will make it, they will escape. שתמיד תשאר לו דרך להחזיק מעמד נגד יצר הרע. When one sets up these two camps, he always has a way to stand up strong against the Yetzer Hara. וזהו הלימוד מפרשה זו של מאבק יעקב בעשיו. This is what we learn from this parasha, from the fight of Yaakov against Esav. כיוון שראה, once Yaakov saw, שבא לקראתו שונא חזק מאוד, that coming against him was a very strong enemy, ההולך כנגדו בבית חזיתות, that was going to attack him on two fronts. אחי, Esav, on the front, hey, you're my brother, you're my pal. Yeah, go do mitzvot. And he sticks in some compliments, he sticks in some pride into the performance of the mitzvot. Or Esav, the enemy, he says, don't you dare do mitzvot. He's going to try to attack him on both fronts. Al ken yara meod vayetzer lo. That's why he was scared, he was perturbed. Ech yamot keneged ha'oyev ha'ba likrato bevet chazitot. How can he stand up to the enemy that's attacking him on two fronts? ולקח, and therefore, ויחץ את העם אשר איתו לשני מחנות. He divided the nation that was with him to two camps. כי במלחמת היצר, when it comes to the fight against desire, צריך להילחם על דרך זה לעומת זה. One always has to fight facing off. This opposite that. באופן שכוחות הרע באים, the same way you see the forces of bad approaching, כך תמיד צריך לעמוד כנגדם באותה מידה. You have to stand up to them with the same trait. You want to fight ta'ava, you have to fight with sur mira. You want to fight gava, you have to fight with the anava. You always have to fight zelu matze, to face your enemy. ולכך הכין יעקב את עצמו למלחמה בבית הכוחות של anava ותקיפות. And therefore Yaakov prepared himself for battle with these two strengths. On the one hand, the strength of anava to take on the yetzer hara. On the other hand, the strength of tkifut, the strength that says, I am worth something, I am an Oved Hashem, you cannot push me into destroying myself by the koach of tkifut. So these two are always necessary, and we can, if we want to develop this a little bit, this is the concept of Bishvili Nivra Olam, whether a person says, I am important, God created this world for me, God wants me to produce in this world, and that is the strength a person has to use against depression. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara works with us in our cunning ways. He says, who are you anyways? What difference does it make if you show up for this mitzvah or not? What difference does it make what you do? Who cares? What difference will you make in the world? What are you going to amount to? Look at how many times you missed minyan. Look at how many times you didn't stand up to desire. You didn't stand up to bat the way you should have. And then he tries to knock us down, and that's when we have to pull ourselves up and say, wait a second, who are you talking to? You know who I am. You know how many mitzvahs I did do. That strength has to stand up to that. And at the same time, when it comes to most situations where the Yetzer Hara tries to pull us down by going head on and saying, come, do this that's bad, do that that's bad. So then the anava, the strength of modesty, wait a second, no, I got to maintain the mitzvot. That, you take him head on both fronts. The source of avirot, we've often discussed, the source of midot rot is gava. So to that we answer up with anava. Once a person starts doing mitzvot, he maintains his anava. Ekev anava yirat Hashem. And the Yetzer Hara tries to taint his mitzvot with gava, So then we have to stand up to him that way. So, yeah? Clear?